This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abam. We're continuing in the Sefer Shaina Halachais. We're learning Siman Dalet. We're going to read again from Sif, Katan, Mem, Gimel, and on. We'll see if we can finish this up today, and then maybe next Sunday we'll do some in Yanei Shavuos. Eilu Dvarim Srichim Netila B'mayim. I didn't put the beginning of Mem Gimel, we read it last week. The following things need Netila with water, Ad HaPerek, until the wrist. V'al Kalponim, Ad Soiv Kishri Etzvoyisov, at the very least, till the end of one's fingers. V'emein Loimayim, if you don't have water. Dayim B'nekayim Ba'alma. It would be enough just to clean them. L'toira, to learn, U'letfilin, to daven. And then, because there may be Ruach Ra, so when you get water, you should use water. Okay? So the following things require Netilas Yadayim. You ready? Hakam mehamita, one who gets up in the morning. V'hameshamesh mitasai, after marital relations. V'haholech v'beis hakvarais, somebody who goes to a cemetery. Now this is very interesting. I've seen this halacha many times, but never really registered that one should actually wash their hands before they go to a cemetery and after. V'yitol koidim shisbal al alakvaris, you should wash your hands before you pray at a grave. V'yachzer v'yitol shenis b'shuvay l'chatzer beis hakvaris, and then wash again when you come out. V'yesh noyagin oz l'rchaitz gam hapanim, some have a custom to wash their face when they come out of a cemetery. Okay, right? So now you should have this on your shayin halacha sheets, okay? Umi shenaga b'meis, someone who touches a dead body. V'afilu nichnas itzel hameis, somebody who enters the room of a dead body. Now we're going to see, does that mean that you have to go within the dalet amos? Oy halach v'lava oisai. So if somebody touched a dead body, entered the room of a dead body, or escorted a dead body, lo yikanes l'bayis acher, should not enter another house, koidem sheyirchatz, before he washes. Meaning one is required to wash your hands before they enter another house. Now, it's interesting, the Lashon here is a different house. That, by the way, that's the Lashon of the Ramah. The Levush takes out the word, a different house. Which means you should not even enter your own house before you wash your hands. I once saw it brought down for a Moshe Feinstein, you are allowed to enter a Makayim Tairo Tefillah without washing your hands if you go to a cemetery. In other words, you want to go into a yeshiva or a shul, you could. What the reason is, I don't know. Now, all of these cases, V'chol Eilut Tzricha Netila Gimel Pa'amim, all of these cases require washing three times. You get up in the morning, marital relations, cemetery, three times. But some say no, only when you get up in the morning you need three times. All others, one is sufficient. Okay? Now I want to share with you a few things regarding washing in a mace. If you look in the Dershu sheet, on sheet number 2 that I sent you, in footnote 55, so uminag zeh, the minag of washing your hands when you enter by a mess, kasa prima gadim, that's only ella b'shenichnas l'teich arba amos of shalmes, that's only if you go in within 4 cubits. B'chein kasav hachach masadam. Now this is very relevant. Sometimes a person, you know, wants to catch the end of a levaya. You know, sometimes the person doesn't have time to sit through the whole levaya. They want to make, you know, a strategic appearance. So they're going to be there at the end, so that they'll be seen, right? They want to be seen. So as everyone's escorting, they're going to be escorting, but they're escorting, you know, like 20 feet behind. Do you have to wash your hands? So he brings that the Prima Gadim and the Chachmas Adam say no. And that's what I always thought. Till I saw last night, Chazonish says that whenever you escort a mess, irrespective of how close or far you are, you should wash your hands. But you definitely have what to rely on if you're escorting from afar, not to have to wash your hands.
What about a kohen?
What?
And a kohen. Is this enough to me by a kohen?
Uh-huh. Do you want to know, could a kohen escort beyond 4 amos? I believe the answer is yes. Why? This has nothing to do with tumas mace.
Right,
you know, you're not tummy mace when you're escorting.
Stop
it's rachra. Okay. Now, let's go further. Mem Dalet. Ve'ilu tzrichem netila pamachas. The following require washing one time. The above, we're dealing with, you know, heavy duty, serious ruach ra. So there are opinions you have to wash three times. The following you only have to wash one time. Hayoytse mivei sakise. One who leaves the bathroom. So you go into the bathroom. What do you go in there for? To brush your teeth. You went into the bathroom to get a tissue. So now you went to a bathroom, you got to wash your hands. So now the question is, could you wash your hands in the bathroom? Or it's like, you know, it's like tovel b'sharetz b'yaday. How could you wash your hands in the bathroom? But when you come out, you have to wash your hands because you went into the bathroom. You know, like now, so we have in the restroom over here, you know, okay, by Mariv or by Mincha, you can wash your hands in a sink. But by Shacharis, you know, we don't have a sink out of the bathroom. You know, what do you do? So, Ve'ilu, we're going to see in a minute. Ve'ilu tzrichem netil pamacha. Sayotim be'sakise afilu lo yaso tzrachav. Even if you didn't take care of your needs. Umi be'is hamerchat. Or if you enter a bathhouse. Afilu lo yrachat shem. Even if you didn't bathe there. Ve'yesh machmirin gam be'is hakise lito gimel pamim. Some are machmir to wash three times, even when you come out of a bathroom. Ve'yesh chalkim. Some dispute that and they say you only have to wash one time. Ve'yesh oimrim. Some say shebekulan. There are some opinions. The only time you have to wash one time is if you wake up in the morning. Okay, so now let's discuss this. Let's discuss a bathroom. Because as we know, there's a very big difference between, let's say, an outhouse and today's bathrooms. Sometimes in people's houses, the most expensive and fanciest room in the house is the bathroom. Some people devote years of their life pouring over tiles and samples of furniture for their bathroom. So some people, the bathroom is mamish, akise hakavod, right? So the question is, do the laws of netil sidayim apply in our bathroom? Bottom line is, the Gemara talks about something called the bathroom of the Persians. The bathroom of the Persians, they had some kind of, through their understanding of physics, where the tzaya would roll out and never remain in that place. So the question is our, and that bathroom, the Gemara says, does not have ruach ra. And that bathroom, you do not have to wash your hands. The bathroom of the Persians, they had this, you know, sewer system or some kind of pipe system where the tzaya and the meraglayim would be immediately rolled down elsewhere. So the question is, so you would think our bathrooms, koshikane, where you have a flushing system where instantaneously it's taken to the sewer system and then it's brought to Staten Island right away. So the question is, what's the halacha regarding our bathrooms? So the Chazon Ish, if you look in the Dershu notes in number 49, Uvedin beis hakisei shel zmanenu histapik haChazon Ish im hudoy melo beis hakisei shel parsoi she'ein loy din beis hakisei. Does our bathroom have the status of a Persian bathroom, which does not have the status of a bathroom? Mishum shat tzaya ein nishar sham el nefes lemay rachak, because the tzaya doesn't remain there, it's taken far away. Or do we say, no, by the Persians, it rolled down immediately. Our bathroom, but the guy's sitting there for hours until he's finished reading all the tomes that he has to take care of over there. So in the meantime, before he flushes, it's sitting there. So Chazon Ish has a tzad that maybe it does have a din of that, because unless you flush immediately, then it's not like the Persian bathroom. By the way, the Igoris Moshe has the same shayla, and the Minchas Yitzchak has the same shayla, and Lamaisa Chazon Ish and Rav Moshe say that our bathrooms are worse than Persian bathroom because people do not flush immediately, and therefore, if you leave a bathroom, preferably you should wash your hands. Okay, so that's interesting. Our bathroom has a status of ruach ra. Now the question is, what about washing your hands in the bathroom? That's a very common shaila. You know, sometimes, well, not every situation is going to be a sink outside, or sometimes a person doesn't have, let's say a person goes to the bathroom upstairs in their house. Do they have to go downstairs and wash their hands? Could they wash their hands in their bathroom? Velito shamas yadav achar siyasrachav huva b'shem hachazaynish. That an eitzah would be, if you leave the bathroom with your hands still wet, That's okay. Now, I don't know how hygienic that is. Because your hands are still wet. How exactly did you turn the doorknob? With wet hands. So it's very nice that you now have clean hands in the halacha. But now you're infecting the next person who has to go to that bathroom. You could put up a sign. Do not touch the interior of the doorknob. Only, you know, but that's... Okay, I'm not here to tell you hygiene. That you go to your hygienist. But halachically, Chazon Ish says if your hands are still wet when you come out, you're okay. The Minchas Yitzchok says, B'shas hadchak, b'yefshir b'inyanacher, yesh lahatir. So I would say like this. If you're upstairs in your house, and you went to the bathroom, you have what to rely on to wash your hands in the bathroom, especially if your hands are going to be wet when you come out. However, it's preferable to go downstairs and to wash your hands. Ul'inyan, now what about washing your hands for bread in the bathroom? Regarding washing hands for achila, that we'll get to when we get to Hilchos and Tosfos for bread. What about washing your hands in a bathroom for tefillah? Rav Moshe says you could be makel, again, like the Chazon Ish, but make sure you dry them outside of the bathroom.
Then you wouldn't necessarily close the door.
Closing the door, it's not like when you close the door, then the Ruach Ra comes. You know, the Ruach Ra is looking. If the door closed, okay, let's get him. It's the bathroom, whether the door is open or closed.
In terms of touching the door.
Oh, you mean for the hygiene? No, yeah. Now, here's an interesting question. What would the halacha be? You come out of the bathroom and you see lightning. And if you go wash your hands, you won't be able to make the bracha because it's no longer tachkadei dibur. Right? To make a bracha on lightning, you have to do it within, you know, a few split seconds. But I just came out of the bathroom. So if I go run and wash my hands, I'm going to lose the bracha on the lightning. The halacha is, unless your hands are filthy, you can make a bracha. You'd be allowed to make a bracha. Now, what if you go into a bathroom on Yom Kippur? Okay? You didn't use the bathroom. You just went into that. Now, on Yom Kippur, you have to be very cautious about washing your hands. It's not pasha you're going to wash your hands. Okay? Because, again, many poskim say our bathroom does not have the status of a bathroom. Okay. Now, let's move on. Because many of you came because you want to hear about shoes. This is the topic of the day. Now, before we do that, what if you touch a louse? How do you say a lice in singular? A louse? One lice is a louse?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. V'hanogea bikina. If you touch a louse, v'hamafli kelev, or you de-louse your shirts or your clothing. Okay, so hopefully you don't have that problem. If you do, kindly exit. No. But the hamafli kelev, someone who is de-lousing his kelev, even if you don't touch the louse, afiloi matzakina, you have to wash your hands. V'hanoytel tziparnav, if you cut your nails, okay, you got to wash your hands. V'hamekiz dam mehak safayim, you let blood from your shoulders. V'chein misha mamed aluka, anyone who uses a leak, what is it? A leech. Did anyone do that? Those practices? They do have, not bloodletting, but it's very in now to have infusion parties, right? So you go to not a pediatrician, you go to a medical professional, and people have themselves infused with vitamin B, all kinds of things, and people actually make parties where they get together and everyone is infused together. So I don't think you have to wash your hands then. Only if you let blood with a leech. Shekorin favkus or bankus, those are like suction cups. V'hamagaleach, or if you shave, or you take a haircut, okay? V'chol elu, all of these, hatam yishum ruach ra, meaning, well, everything we mentioned till now is because of ruach ra. Therefore, you should wash your hands right away. So if you cut your nails, you should wash right away. Take a haircut, you should wash right away. So everything we said until now is washing for ruach ra. Now we're going to talk about washing for cleanliness. Okay? Ve'ilo tzrichem netilah mishum nekiyos. The following require washing for cleanliness. Hacholeitz menalav. One who takes off his shoes. Im nagav ahem biyadav. If you touch them. So if you touch your shoes when you remove them, you got to wash your hands. If you've perfected the art of flipping off your shoes without touching them, you don't have to wash your hands. Again, this is for cleanliness, to be able to learn, to be able to daven. Now, this is very interesting. Does this apply to all shoes? Let's say, nowadays, most shoes are not leather anymore. People wear Crocs. Crocs are made out of what, rubber? Most shoes, you think they're leather. They're synthetic. So the question is, does the din of taking off shoes, is it because the shoes are dirty, or is it something about leather? So look in the Dershu note 52. He brings stam na'alim, stam shoes are dirty. But if you touch cloth shoes, or rubber shoes, the Erech Shai says, only leather shoes. Chazoinish says, only leather shoes. You know, nafkamina would be, you're wearing galoshes. Or you're wearing something over your shoe. You come into the show, you take them off. You don't have to wash your hands.
Kayin going up to Duchen.
Kayin going up to Duchen. Yeah, but interesting, this I never knew. The Ben Ishchai says that you do have to wash your hands. But the Ashkenazic poiskim, they say you do not have to wash your hands unless the shoe is leather. Okay?
Shoes?
Let's say, right now we're talking about the shoe itself. So only leather. Now we're talking about shoelaces. Okay? So for Ashkenazim, you do not have to wash your hands unless it's a leather shoe. What about shoelaces? Chazoinish, it is well known, he says, you do not have to wash your hands if you touch shoelaces. Shoelaces is not part of the shoe. Rebbe Yashiv says, you do have to wash your hands. Okay, weiter. When else do you have to wash your hands? V'hanogea baraglav. If you're touching your feet, you're learning with your kid. The kid's like, you know, his hand is all over his feet. Should be mechanech. When you're learning, you don't touch your feet. V'hachoyfeif roishai. If you scratch your head, you have to wash your hands. Why? The head is considered a sweaty spot. Yeah, but I just used Pantene shampoo and conditioner and 90 different products. No, it doesn't matter. Now we're going to come to that in a minute. Because, let's say so if you touch you scratch your head, you have to wash your hands. If you touch your body in a dirty spot, that's full of sweat, you have to touch your hand. You have to wash your hands. Aval hanoigea beparoish, if you touch a flea, efshur or a mosquito died in a kind ba'ama, then you could just wipe them. Umisha lichlech yada barefes, somebody who got his hands dirty in the garbage, oi betit, ain't sar klal natila. If you stuck your hands in the mud, let's say you have a custom of sticking your hands in the mud, then you do not even you don't have to wash them. You could just wipe them, you could just wipe the place that got a little bit dirty, vidai, and that's enough. Now, there are a few interesting questions over here. What if you don't scratch your head, you just touch your hair? You touch your hair, do you have to wash your hands? No. It's only if you get to the scalp. Okay? It's only if you get to the scalp. You get to the scalp, they used to have rabbeim, they would take out keys, and they would scratch their head. Hopefully they didn't inflict any damage, but what's the Indian of that? You don't want to scratch your head when you're in the middle of learning. Now, what would the halacha be if you're in the water and you touch your, right? If you touch your body, you have to wash your hands. So in other words, somebody touches above the elbow, they have to wash their hands. Somebody touches in the shirt, they have to wash their hands. Let's say somebody comes out of the shower. They just came out of the shower. You can tell me they're momule zeya? I can understand if a guy didn't take a shower for 3.5 weeks, so he's grimy. The guy just walked out of the shower. He was scrubbing himself there with antibacterial products and soaps, and he came out. Now he has to wash his hands. So Shas Tshuvas Torah Lashma. Who wrote Shas Tshuvas Torah Lashma? The Ben Ish Chai. He says you could make a bracha. Why? Actually, the Ben Ish Chai writes, if you're in the pool and you're touching yourself, you can make a bracha. Let's take this. A guy wants to eat lunch in the pool. I don't know. Is that healthy? They used to say that you can get a stomach ache, right? They made that up. Right? They don't want to get the pool dirty. So they said, if you eat while you're in the pool, then it's not healthy. The guy wants to eat lunch in the pool. So could he wash the Til Sidayim? And while he's touching himself, the Ben Ish Chai writes, yeah, what are you worried? He's full of sweat. How could he be full of sweat? He's in the pool. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, and Rav Shlomo Zalman says, likewise, you could eat lunch in the pool. Rav Vosner writes, you cannot touch yourself even in the pool. I guess loy plug. What about if you just took a shower and you smell whatever advertisement, you smell very clean. What's the halacha? The Ben Ish Chai writes, if you're still wet, it's like you're in the water and we don't have to worry about Zeya. Once you dry off, we have to worry about Zeya. The Ishal Avram of Uchatz says that loy plug, you have to wash the tila. Kafa Chaim says, right after a shower, you don't have to wash. What if you want to touch a smelly undershirt? And then the Bir Halacha writes, you should not touch it. You would have to wash your hands. Also, if you want to touch the inside of a hat, says you shouldn't do that. You should wash your hands before that. Okay, let's see if we could finish up. So mem zayin. Okay, v'tzarch lizar b'tfila ay ba'achila ay b'shash sha'isik b'toyra shaloi liga b'shaik. When you're davening, when you're eating. By the way, this applies when you're eating. You should not scratch your head while you're eating, because you wash the til sidayim for clean hands. Avoid, so by eating, make sure you have a nice key in your pocket. This way you could scratch your head. Don't scratch your thigh, your leg. Don't pull up, the bottom of your pants and scratch yourself. You touch yourself, you got to wash your hands. And don't say, I'll do it and I'll wash. No, don't do it. You should not get your hands dirty in the first place. Do not scratch your head. But if you want to scratch your face, or the place that are uncovered on your head, you want to scratch your arm above the elbow, ad haperek, until the elbow, shekoyren island boigen. You know what an island boigen is? An elbow? Up to the elbow, ein lahakbid. Avo lamalavisa, you want to wear short sleeves? No problem. Just don't touch your arm above your elbow while you're learning or davening. It's not going to help. Even though it's the derech for people to wear short sleeves, your neck until the chest is considered a spot that you should not touch during learning, davening, and eating. Now, if you live in a place that they unbutton the top button, let's say in New York, most people unbutton the top button. Okay, now some people unbutton the second button. Pal, that's too much. That's too much for comfort. Okay, please remain dressed in public areas. Okay, especially in shul. We don't need to know anything beyond the top button. That's your personal business. Okay, ein laha. Okay, so in other words, even though you would say maybe if I scratch my neck over here, I should wash my hands. No, the top button, you're given leeway. That's considered makam magula. In minug hamakam lias magula sham in lahakbid. Now, what if you live in Saudi Arabia? You daven in the Young Israel of Saudi Arabia, or the Young Israel of Abu Dhabi? What is it called?
Abu Dhabi.
Abu Dhabi, Young Israel of Dubai, Agudas Israel of Dubai, right? What's the, and you, everyone there walks barefoot. So why you insist on advertising the fungus in your toenails, that's your personal business. But if that is the minhag of the makam, efshir dahava b'chlal makam es hamagulim, and you would not have to wash your hands if you touch your feet. Okay, let's finish this off. Memches, you're in the middle of davening. V'nizko shenaga b'makam tuf. You remembered, oyvei, I scratched my head. Dai b'nikoyen afar. Then you could wipe your hands on dust. Or wipe it on the wall. But that's good for Psukei Dezimra, for Kriya Shema, that's good in general, for learning, or Brachos. Aval b'Kriya Shema b'Psukei Dezimra tzarech leilech lital yadav. You got to go wash your hands. In other words, if you remember right before Shema you scratched your head, you have to go wash your hands. V'imnaga b'toich hasuda, if you scratched your head in the middle of a meal, that you wash until Sidam, Yitol Yadav Shenis Blay Bracha, you should wash again without a bracha. V'chinim Nichnas Beis Hakise, if you entered a bathroom, Afilu Layasat Srachav, you should wash until Sidam again. Miu Yesham Shachal Yitol Yadav Beis Hakise, Velatseis Kishadain Yeshamaim Aleyam. Some say that you could wash your hands in a bathroom and go out if your hands are wet. That's what we mentioned earlier. Chazonish says you should not do this in the middle of a meal. But for learning and davening, it sounds like you could do that. Wash in the bathroom and leave with your hands wet. Mem, we're almost done. Tzorach lizar mizeya. Be careful from sweat. Don't get sweat on your hands before learning and davening. Shekolzeya sam hamavis. Sweat is the elixir of death. It's poison, except for the sweat of the face. Now we know that sweat is like meiraglayim. It's the same thing. Yeah? Except for the sweat of the face. How do we know the sweat of the face is okay? It says, Bezeyas apecha toichal lechem. So the sweat of the face, okay. Haroichet, now we have some hygienic advice. We're going to end over the hygienic advice. If you wash your face, you better dry it well. If you don't dry well, you could get pimples. Okay? Haroicheitz panav. Somebody washes his face, loy nagvam yafa, and he doesn't dry it well. Panav misbakois. Your face could crack. Oyla behen shchin. You could get boils. Refuasai. The refu is lurchoitz harbe beme silka. Use beet juice. That's a proven remedy for a cracking face from not drying. Okay, Rav Chanani Me'akash Oimer. Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lezachus Es Yisrael Lefika, Chir B'lehem Tarim Mitzvah, Shenemar, Adonai Chafetz Zman Sikai, Yagdil Tarvi Diyar. Have a great day, everyone. Bezos Hashem.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.